Israel has pioneered a new type of all-seeing precision weapon, the armed drone. The capabilities of this hunter-killer, which can track a person walking along a street, then strike with precision, are a military secret. To use these weapons against civilians is a war crime. But a Guardian investigation has uncovered evidence from the Israeli military themselves that proves just how clearly these weapons can see. So why did one of these drones kill an entire family having tea in their courtyard? Why did these hunter killers target a group of women and girls walking down the street holding a white flag? Nearly 1,400 Palestinians were killed in the attack on Gaza. More than half were civilians. 431 of them were children. 6 members of Munir's family were killed by an armed drone. They were having tea in their courtyard when they saw a drone in the sky above, watching them. Then it fired.
أبو وحيد هنا عبارة عن كتلة البنت نور فش لها راسها راسها يعني تقريبا مش مبين.
Fatia is Munir's niece. Her mother, father and 4 siblings were killed in the attack.
يعني مستعد يقطع يعني أخوي محمد رحت أحمله منتف لحم مقبرة بنزور بيتنا زي مقبرة ومعدين نزور اللي فيها.
The Guardian spent 3 weeks in Gaza investigating why so many civilians and children were killed in the 23-day siege. Were they all cases of mistaken identity? This internal Israeli magazine, obtained by The Guardian, contains eyewitness reports from Israeli soldiers who fought in the conflict. When we investigated further, we found this interview in the magazine's online version, Shavuz. The man quoted is a serving drone operator from the latest offensive. He describes just how clearly these drones can see.
We identified a terrorist that looked like an Israeli soldier. Our camera enabled us to see him very clearly. He was wearing a green parka jacket and he was walking around with a huge radio that looked exactly like an army radio. He was wearing an army helmet and he was ducking down with a weapon close to the wall wearing black trousers. It was very clear he wasn't a soldier.
Former British artillery commander, Major Chris Cobb-Smith, has 30 years' experience in the world's worst combat zones. He visited the family during his work with Amnesty investigating war crimes.
Why did we see so much indiscriminate killing of the civilian population? And I think questions have got to be asked and investigations have got to be done as to why that happened. We visited a case where a family, virtually an entire family, were killed in their courtyard by one of these drone attacks. They've been hit with an advanced weapon system with extreme accuracy, and to me there's absolutely no excuse whatsoever for this.
قتلوا المقاومة في العملة هاج لا قتلوا ثلاث أسر ضيعوا ما قتلوش مقاومة أو إنهم هاد لا قتلوا أسرة برية ما لاش دعوة
حرموهم من الحياة ليش يعني بحرمونا من الحياة ليش احنا محرم علينا ان نعيش زي اي دولة تانية ليش محرم علينا ان نعيش
وفي النهاية خلصت الحرب ايش عملوا ايش صار الوضع كما هو تغير شيء
The sophistication of this technology is really very impressive and what it allows you to do is watch scenes watch individual people with phenomenal detail. You can sit over a target area for many hours on end while your presence is more or less undetected.
The watching is done from a control room similar to this one, usually miles away from the battlefield. Then the button is pressed.
كانت الزنانة فوق كانت الزنانة فوقينا كانت صوتها يعني كانت على مستوى قريب جدا فوقينا يعني
Mariam's daughter, Martha, and niece Fatin were killed on January the 8th whilst trying to seek refuge during the fighting.
ما في حد ولا في اي ناس ولا في حد غير احنا وبينات يعني لان حملت شيء ولا النقابات ولا يتصل تليفون ولا اي حاجه من هذه بنت صباحها الكبر كذي والثاني كمان بنت عمي فاتن كالقد كمان معقدات ولبسات شنطه صغيره في ايدها وماشي بتمشي قدامي وانا وراها بتطلع علي وبتقول لي هيك تطلع امشي 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 زي هيك.
في الموقع في نفس هذا الموقع كنت انا هنا واختي مآثر وفاتن كانوا قدامينا
ما نشوف غير منها الصاروخ هيك واحد ضربه والنار على الارض تنخبط. حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل.
الصاروخ الساخن على وشي اثر على وشي ما قدرتش اتحمل لفيت وشي هيك وبعدين صرت اجري. لما صرت اجري بدات لفت على موقع الحدث يعني بدي اشوف مين مات بدي اشوف مين ضلوا عايش.
يا بناتي يا بناتي قعدت اقول هنتي يا بناتي يا بنات وانا قادر اطلع والناس بيسدوني بقولي تعالي لقيت يضرب عليكي صاروخ تاني حينزل عليكي صاروخ تاني من الزنان.
This hole is the telltale signature of an Israeli armed drone. Mariam and her daughter Athia were just 2 meters from the girls when they died.
It can find the target, it can positively identify it, shoot, and then confirm that the right target has been engaged. And it's certainly going on in Gaza and other places where Israel is involved.
Mariam spots an unmanned reconnaissance balloon, and the pair start to panic.
خلص ارجوك كفايه كده خلاص اوز زمانا بخاف بعرف شو اجمع خالص ولا بعرف افكر
انت سلك الاول سلك الحين هو سلك اول هو سلك الحين.
Mariam is too terrified to continue and hurries back towards her house. Amnesty International uncovered 48 deaths by armed drones during the course of a wider investigation, but they believe there were many more.
Scores of people were killed in these densely populated areas in individual buildings, which were not legitimate military targets. You know, this is almost endemic out there. This isn't just the odd occasion. We were going to scene upon scene upon scene, incident upon incident.
We asked the Israeli army about their use of armed drones on civilians, but they refused to be interviewed.
Israel's armed UAVs, these unmanned aerial vehicles, they've been an open secret in Israeli service for years now. I would imagine that there was, from the beginning, an impetus to keep that secret, simply so that the people that they were out to get with these systems wouldn't know what was coming after them.
The Israeli army also refused to respond to testimonies by Gazan families whose relatives had been killed in drone attacks. Instead, they offered this written statement.
The IDF operated in accordance with the rules of war and did the utmost to minimize harm to civilians uninvolved in combat. The IDF's use of weapons conforms to international law.
Each one of these deaths, including the families of Mariam and Munir, was videoed by the drone that killed them. Every mission is recorded and archived. If Israel wants to refute these allegations of war crimes, it has the evidence to do so.